Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcast. This is Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. This will be the third in a series of podcast interviews focusing on vending technology. Many technology products have been introduced to improve the benefits to vending customers and at the same time to improve the efficiencies for vending operators. Oftentimes, operators question the claims that providers make. Today, we have Dominic Finelli, co-owner of Custom Vending Incorporated in Silver Spring, Maryland, one of the leading independents in the Baltimore, Maryland market. The first two interviews addressed pre-kitting in the warehouse. Planogramming is necessary in order to pre-kit successfully. Dominic, you take issue with planogramming altogether. What do you see as the disadvantages of planogramming the machines?
Planogramming is fine as long as you don't dictate what item has to go in each individual column. And in order to pre-kit, you have to do that. So my issue would be, who's checking to see if the driver put that baby Ruth in the second column from the left in the third shelf of the machine? Planograms will work if every driver is stocking the machine exactly like you designed it on each service. The data is useless if the product is put in the wrong slot.
And is it that hard to assume that the driver, given an order ticket, won't follow it?
Well, is he losing time then? Because if he goes to a machine that has five empty columns all on the same row, how does he know which one to put in each one? Is he following that? Is he looking at that? And you're making sure that he doesn't. Suppose he makes a mistake. How do you know if he made a mistake? Who's checking these people? So if the kitting is predicated on these people putting these items exactly where in the machine, who's checking these drivers? That's all. I always take issue with that when people say planogramming. You got to planogram the machines. There's a way to get product to the machines without dictating exactly where the item has to go. But if you're going to pre-kit, you have to put the item in exactly that column. Otherwise, you don't know how many to load of that particular item for the average.
Okay. Well, we'll see if any of the software providers have an answer to that question. That concludes the third in this series of podcast interviews on vending technology.